yeah. No, it's not calling now. I don't know whether the young people know what you're talking about.
I wouldn't know if I hadn't, you know, been
I've got a dictionary, you know, and all that's in the dictionary, mm-hmm. the picture and everything.
What do you hold over you when it rains?
Umbrella.
Okay. And the last thing that you put on the bed when you make it up, the top?
Bedspread.
Okay. Ever hear that called anything else?
Nope.
Okay. And at the head of the bed, you put your head on a?
Pillow.
Okay. And one that, a kind of pillow that goes all the way across the bed, you know, along?
A bed roll.
Okay. Okay. Did you ever hear it called anything else?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
No, I haven't.
What do you call a kind of bed cover that's old-fashioned and it's hand-pieced, you know, out of scrap?
Quilt.
Okay. Some of them are kind of flat, sort of.
Comfort.
Okay, what's the difference between a comfort and a quilt?
I think a comfort is thicker and a quilt is thinner. I've never made anything like it.
Okay. And what would you call a makeshift sleeping place down the floor where children might like it?
It's called a pallet.
Okay. And flat, this is to change the subject. This part kind of jumps around.
That's all right.
The flat, low-lying land along a stream, where like, sometimes the stream will overflow it in the spring, you know, and then you can go in there and plant.
Will it be called a valley?
Okay. Did you hear it called anything else?
It'll be called a floodplain, I guess. If the water gets over, it'd be a floodplain.
Okay. And what would you call a field that wouldn't be good for anything except raising grass or clover or...
be a pasture.
Okay. And land that had water standing on it a good part of the time. Now, would that be a floodplain? Or
no, that'd be called a... I know, but I can't even think of it.
Okay, well, you stop me if you think of it, okay? If you had soil that was, soil that was part sand and part clay, what would you call that?
It'd be a loam.
Okay.
Sandy loam.
Okay. And if you wanted to get the water off of some land where it was just standing, what would you say you're going to have to do to that water?
Well, one way you'd drain it off.
Uh-huh. How would you do that?
Thought I know, but I can't even think of it. See, that's... some of them use underground tile, you know. We'll lay it under there and it goes down into that tile and drains out.
Oh, huh.
You know.
Yeah.
Which I've never experienced that, but I've read it.
What's another way of getting that?
Well, they could pump it off, you know, by machinery. But that's about three ways that I think, maybe more, but that's...
Okay. What would you call a deep, narrow valley that's cut by a stream of water out in the pasture, or maybe like 10 feet deep, 10 feet across? You know?
It'd be called a gully.
Okay. What if it's smaller? What would you call it? Or would you call it the same thing?
If it's smaller, I might answer the one back, but one is called a branch.
Mm-hmm.
And the other's called a gully.
Okay.
What
now,
I would call it.
Do they both have water in them all the time, or not?
No, it'd just be a temporary thing.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And, of course, a creek goes into something bigger than that, and the rivers.
Okay. What would you call... what would you call a big rise in the land?
Well, we'd call it a hill.
Okay, all right. And... that thing on the door there that you turn when you want to get in, what was it called?
The doorknob.
Okay. And something that's like a hill, but a whole lot larger, taller, would be a... we don't have any right around here.
I know what that is. Isn't that something? It's not a mountain.
Okay.
We'll just call it that.
All right, let's call it that. The side of the mountain, it drops off real sharp, you know, just...